What do you think, Scott? Good the Lions Club theme song for you?
Yeah, I think that would match.
The lion sleeps. I'm sorry. I have this tendency to grab a song that fits the mood. Your Bismarck Lions Club has stuff going on, and we're going to be talking to them periodically about what's going on. Scott, what do you have?
Well, I'm just calling in. We're one of actually four clubs in Bismarck, and we have two Lions clubs in Mandan. And so there are quite a few clubs. Each club does something different. I'm with the North Star Lions. And the reason that we were calling in today with Lynn Helms and then Jerry with the Bismarck Lions, but we're doing a project called the North Star Lions Bike Kindness Initiative. Kind of a lot of words, but basically we're just collecting bikes from people that are no longer using them. The bikes can be in any shape, so we will make sure that, you know, if the bike isn't to be refurbished, we will strip it down and then we'll make sure it goes to the recycle rather than going to the landfill. But we take those bikes, fix them up, and then we make them available for kids that cannot afford bikes. And so the program is designed for kids 18 and under. A rule of thumb we're using is that if they are on the free and reduced lunch program, they qualify for our program, although we don't verify it or anything like that. So if people... You know, we've worked with quite a few of the different organizations in town. I mean, we've talked to Carrie's Kids. We've talked to, you know, social workers, everybody that we can think of, all the schools and churches, and just letting people know if there's somebody out there, there's a family, they would like bikes for their kids, let us know. We're going through bikes right now. I've probably got pretty close to, I'm guessing, 130 to 140 bikes I need to go through and make them available. And so we've got bikes from all sizes, from to the bigger road bikes all the way down to small kids' bikes.
Well, it's fantastic. And it's good because we want to make sure kids have bikes. I don't know, but I don't think I would have survived my childhood without a bike myself. But
Yeah, I mean, definitely for us growing up, and I think I'm a little older than you, but yeah, bikes were the mainstay. I mean, that's how we made it all around and did everything. And it's good exercise, and it's a good way for kids to, what would we say now, get off the phone and their tablets and get out and get some exercise.
Yeah, no doubt. What would our childhoods have been like if we just sat there with a square piece of, or rectangular piece of plastic in our hands the whole time?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things we would have missed out on, definitely.
Would have definitely been a much different experience, but no doubt.
Yeah.
Wait, you're a little bit older than me. I didn't realize there were people older than me.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, but still around and kicking, so that's I guess that's okay, too. We make the most of it, right?
Exactly. I'm not kicking nearly as high as I used to be kicking, but I'm kicking.
If you kick too high, you're gonna put something out of place.
No doubt. You're North Star Lions, so what other kind of stuff do you guys do for somebody who's not familiar with what Lions are all about?
Well, the thing is with Lions clubs, each Lion club does things their own way, and they'll do different things. For instance, now I think Jerry was supposed to be calling in, but the Bismarck Lions have been around for over 100 years. They're one of the first Lions club in North Dakota, was in Fargo, and then the second one was Bismarck, and I think Grand Forks might have been number three. So they're like 100 years old, and so they've been around a long time, and basically Lions is just an organization where people get together with kind of the same attitude and interests, and we find different ways to raise money, and then any and all money that is raised goes right back into different charities that we contribute to and helping people. One of the mainstays for Lions has been around forever, and this goes back to Helen Keller, but it was challenging Lions to be Knights for the Blind. And so Lions have always worked on vision, and one of the really great things that we do, and it's actually done through our Prairie Rose Lions Club in town, is going out and doing eye exams. And they do with a lot of the preschools in Mandan. I know we work with the Mandan school districts. And across the state, we have different people that do this. And we go out and we got this neat little handheld device that you can look at kids. And it basically, it doesn't tell us all they need, but it will tell us it's either to recommend them to go see an eye doctor or everything is fine.
We might have Jerry on the other line right now. You mentioned Jerry. You might have Jerry on the other. Jerry, is that you? Or maybe it's not.
No, this is Lynn.
Oh, Lynn! Well, welcome to the party, John. Lynn. It's the Lions party now. You never know who's going to be on.
Yeah.
Lynn, how are you?
Very good. Very great. Yeah, thank you. I was listening to Scott. Great description of what Lions has been up to. I wanted to throw in, you know, a little bit about Lions Worldwide work on humanitarian service. So far, since July 1st of last year, Lions has given $1.916 million around the world to humanitarian service. Sponsored a medical mission trip to the Philippines out of the United States, created a children's library at a domestic violence shelter out of Canada. We built a leader dog guide training school for leader dogs for the blind. And they put up a built a college of nursing in Thailand. So lots and lots of projects around the world. I don't know if Jerry's going to be able to get in. I had a little trouble getting in. I had to call the studio line. So I can talk a little bit about what Bismarck Lions does, if you'd like.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So Bismarck Lions Club also has a real heart for humanitarian service. And back before COVID, they were working with Ministry on the Margins and doing volunteer work down there in downtown Bismarck. After COVID, that wasn't really possible, so they looked for a new mission. And now they volunteer every single week at the Dream Center, making breakfast and sack lunches for the homeless and for those that need help with their food budget. And so they show up once a week and make between 150 and 200 breakfasts and about the same number of sack lunches to send with those folks. And the Dream Center has been a great ministry. The Bismarck Lions show up there once a week and help out with what goes on down there at the Dream Center.
Fantastic work.
Yeah, it sure is. And I got in a little late. I don't know, did Scott have a chance to talk to you about their bicycle project?
We did talk about that. Scott's
okay.
Still on with us.
Wonderful.
Here. I don't know if there's anything else. Okay. Scott, was there anything else you should add to that or you want to add to that?
Well, the one thing is if people have bikes they want to donate, and I got to tell you, the people in Bismarck, Mandan have been awesome doing that. So two ways to do it. They can give me a call, and I'll give you my phone number. Or we have a place down on Main Street. It's called Finish Line Automotive Addiction at 1824 East Main. So it's about a half a block right before Airport Road. And they can drop off bikes there. And then Tyler and his crew, they just give me a call and I pick them up. Or give me a call. My phone number is 701-955-8693. And I'm the person to contact if someone is looking for bikes or if somebody has a bike, they have no means of dropping it off. We'll arrange a time and go by and pick it up.
Fantastic. Lynn, anything else you want to make sure to add?
No, nothing else I can think of, Todd. I just want to encourage people to watch for these Lions events and to know that every single month Lions has a different theme going around the world. And we have the opportunity through Lions International to get grants to help our local clubs. Everything is done through a local club. And so Lions International provides grant money to clubs like the New North Star Lions and the Bismarck Lions to do the work that they're doing. So around the world, people are contributing, but all the work gets done here locally by people that are in tune with your community and know what's going on and know what the needs are.
All right, Scott, anything else?
Well, I just want to say to comment with Lynn, too. If people are interested in getting involved with an organization that just gives back, we get nothing in return for it. We just give back. So if we do fundraisers, gun raffles, or we sell turkey legs down on Main Street or corn, the different Lion clubs, the Prairie Rose Lions sell lefse down there, all that money raised goes back in the community. If people want to get involved with an organization that's really great and giving back to the community, reach out to Alliance Clubs. We're always looking for new members, and we've actually been growing the last couple of years in our Bismarck Mandan clubs, and so we're happy to visit with people and show them what's different in which club, which they like. Capital City Lions has been doing the basketball tournament for years, and that might be something they have an interest in. But if you're interested in helping out, give a Lions Club a contact one of the Lions Clubs, and we'll do what we can to help you get involved.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for all the good work you do, and thanks for your time. We'll be talking periodically to keep folks up to date.
Yeah, I hope we can visit with you in April. Environmental awareness is our theme, and we've got some clubs that want to highlight the environmental work that they're doing, Todd.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to talking with you about it. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Todd.
All righty. Take care. Have a great day. Enjoy the snow we have coming.
Yeah. Put the chains on the bikes.
Yeah. Hey, growing up in Minneapolis, I rode my bike in the snow all winter long. I have no idea how I did that, but probably wasn't one of my smarter decisions because probably pretty dangerous. But you
lived through it.
I lived through it.
You probably didn't have a helmet on either.
Did not have a helmet on, did not have lights on the bike, and did not have chains on the tires. But the chains were illegal in Minnesota anyway. But yeah, how did we make it through there with no helmets, no lights, all that stuff? When we even
I know. Driving down the road, sleeping in the back window of the car, too.
There you go. That's how we got older and wiser.
The seatbelt was mom's or dad's arm, right?
That's right.
Reach over and, hey, back. Yeah, it's amazing how we lived through all that. But probably good that we have these safeguards in place now anyway. But now we just need to get people to quit looking at their phones. That's a problem we didn't have growing up, did we?
Yep. That's true.
We were not looking at our phones. Say what you want about our generation. We were not staring at our phones while we were driving. We can at least say that about ourselves. All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.